Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Jim Robb talking about the latest beef export numbers here in just a moment.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
Hi, my name is Debbie Arthur, and I'm a dairy farmer from Paul's Valley. From producing the best milk possible to giving back, dairy farmers are committed to our communities. Each year, dairy farmers like myself help feed those in need, making sure they are provided with nutritious milk and dairy foods at their holiday meals. To learn more about dairy farmers' commitment to you and their communities, visit DairyMax.org.
Latest beef export and beef import numbers out from USDA, the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center with us today. Jim, as you've looked at the numbers out at the end of this last week, what do they tell you?
Well, there's kind of a plus and a minus here. Starting with the import side, we were surprised. The May data came out last Friday, and the imports of beef by the U.S., that tends to be heavily manufactured products going into hamburger and processed meat items. But year over year, the imports from Australia, as they continue to have a very severe drought, were up 30%. That's surprising because Australia's exports to China have been very robust. In fact, year to date, they're up approaching 90% year over year. So huge increases, but we're still getting product coming to the U.S. And then some of the other countries, Brazil especially, and Uruguay, and are also still selling more to the U.S. So year over year in the month of May, imports of beef were up 6%. That was more than anticipated. On the flip side, on the export side, we'd been lagging a year ago in terms of our beef exports on a total tonnage basis. And we really narrowed the gap in the month of May, and we were right on a year ago's level, so no more year-to-year declines. We had strong gains year over year in our exports to Mexico, up 3%, South Korea up 10%. South Korea has been the really bright spot in exports this year. Vietnam up 14%, and other countries up 6%. So we lagged a little bit into China, Hong Kong, and to Canada, but to get these exports pulled back to last year's robust level, I think is making good progress, and now we'll see how we move forward into the rest of the summer. But on balance, the exports as good as it hoped, and the imports a little bit larger than anticipated.
Jim, one other market, and of course that's a market that we really haven't sold very many pounds of beef lately into, and that's the mainland China market because of the continuing trade war. But the Chinese have also now turned their wrath upon Canada. They've recently banned beef and pork into Canada. What's going on here? And I guess it sounds like it may have impact as far as tonnage of beef coming from Canada now in back into the United States.
The U.S. has been importing generally less beef from Canada in recent months as they have really focused on China. So far this year, China has made up 6% of Canadians' exports, and they've more than doubled their export tonnage to China so far this year. So we need to watch that balance of exports from Canada to China, and that really takes away from exports coming from Canada to the U.S. So it's important. Ractopamine is the suspect, but there's more to the story here a little bit, Eric. Ractopamine was found in pork, supposedly, but there's quite a controversy now. There's a full investigation in Canada that the export certificate could be fraudulent. Hmm. And so the story really unfolds. And they applied. Canada actually feeds very little ractopamine to their hogs, much less than in the U.S., and we also use ractopamine, and they do too in the beef system. But they specifically pointed to the authorities in China to pork. But immediately upon that release and the Canadians agreeing to stop exporting, Canada asked for the release of the CFO of Huawei, which is a major company in the world. You may have heard about it on the mm-hmm. media. And their CFO, who's also the daughter of the head of the organization, has been held in Canada on various charges. And so they've asked for the release of this person. So nobody really knows whether this is really a ractopamine story or more of a political story. In either case, it does show a bit how tenuous these exports can be to China, and Canada is really suffering through one of those experiences right now where they had made major inroads into the Chinese market and all of a sudden got shut off. Something to understand for our industry, but also to think a little bit about fraudulent certificates and investigations into the international world of essentially espionage is what Canada is doing an investigation on. So sometimes there's more to the story with respect to China. This seems to be one of those, Eric, and again, does have some potential impacts on the U.S. They're not able to reopen their exports to China. Most likely, the bulk of that product will be redirected towards the U.S. marketplace, which would be a headwind for our cattle prices.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.